I am Linda van Tilburg for BizNews. Cape Town is home to Roxy Davis, a 9-time South African surfing champion and professional coach who has been using surf therapy as a tool to address mental and physical well-being. She offers surf therapy programs to boost children with disabilities and has completed a doctorate at the University of Cape Town on how surf therapy promotes mental, physical, and emotional well-being. Roxy joins us in the studio today to share her journey. Hi, Roxy. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, you've had an impressive career in surfing. So what led you to shift your focus to surf therapy?
Well, I started surfing when I was about 12 years old, and surfing has always been my safe space. It's the place I go to for peace and solace, and it's been my therapy. And I started a surf school about 25 years ago. And through doing that, I wasn't obviously aware of persons with disabilities not accessing the surfing environment. I had a friend, Ant Smythe. He came back from the World Championships to South Africa. And in 2016, we realized that adaptive surfing or surf therapy was something that we needed to implement in South Africa. So we started doing that and slowly, surely started creating surf therapy programs. And in my business capacity, we started structuring surf therapy through Surf Emporium, which was the business that I ran. And then in 2019, we formalized the Roxy Davis Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that purely delivers surf therapy for free for persons with disabilities in South Africa.
So that is for physical disabilities.
It's all disability. It's physical, intellectual, sensory, and cognitive. And individuals suffering, for example, with mental health challenges as well, we welcome anybody who feels that they would like to immerse themselves in the ocean. It's surfing is the hook, but it's not the total sum of what we do. There's so much more that is involved. We have community, we have outdoor spaces, we have physical activity, we have access to our beautiful oceans and being in nature. So there's so many elements that are involved in surf therapy.
Well, one of my friends who has a son as a surfer says he sees you, you know, he sees you guys at Muizenberg. So that's where you're based.
Yes, we're based in Muizenberg, Cape Town, and we run our surf therapy programs from there. We have subsequently branched out to the other pillars of our organization as well. So we have a monthly surf therapy program, and December, celebrating International Day of Persons with Disabilities, we had 80 participants access the beach, and we to roll out the beach mat and to have individuals be able to simply access the water's edge is something significant. So to be able to remove the barriers and improve accessibility is important for us. And we also are now focusing on our mentorship and training programs, educating youth or young persons with disabilities to support them for employability in South Africa as well. And this weekend, we actually got back last night from the South African National Parasurfing Championships, where two of our athletes from Cape Town won the gold medals.
Sure. What has the response been from the participants or the people who do this with you?
We have found that the responses had a significant ripple effect, I would say. We had initially, when I started looking at the research, we were looking at the impact or the effects of participation for youth with disabilities in South Africa. And we had seen that there had been a significant increase in health promotion, so physical, mental, and emotional health promotion. But over and above that, there has been change. So what the youth or participants were learning, the skills that they were learning or the tools in the surf therapy program, they were able to apply outside of their lives, either in the school environment, in the local communities, becoming ambassadors of change. So there has been a real shift in the communities where those participants actually live and where they go home. And they are bringing more and more young surfers to our surf therapy programs just simply by spreading the message of what is possible.
Do you have a specific case study or person that you can describe for us?
Yes. We have a young chap. He is a quadruple amputee. He started surfing with us when he was 14 years old. And the first time I had interviewed him, he had said he had never touched the water, never been surfing before. And after a six-week surf therapy program, he had said to me he wants to train for the big waves because in the Paralympics, that's where the big waves are. And I said to him, let's go for it. And 18 months after he had started surfing, he had won the South African title. So he was the South African national champion. He went on to go to the World Parasurfing Championships to represent South Africa. On his 16th birthday, he flew the flag for South Africa. And in 2022, we placed fifth in the world out of 28 countries competing. He placed 17th in his category. And he is really just a remarkable story. He went on to win, he actually won the South African title last year. So he's the defending champion again. And he just won yesterday his third South African national title. So when he was 3 months old, he was on death's door with meningococcal disease and he nearly didn't make it. So from the journey of that young little boy to, you know, being a national champion is a story that I think, something that's significant for all of us.
Can you share his name?
Yes, it's Raimondo Lessing. You will see him in the media, and he has the most beautiful surfing style. He surfs in what we call the prone two division, and he's got a smile when he's stoked. He's got a smile from ear to ear.
Sure. Okay, you've got to explain stoked to me.
Stoked is like the surfer's terminology for happy. Once we catch a wave, we're stoked.
Okay. Are you planning to expand to other beaches in South Africa?
Well, what has actually happened, and it's been really interesting because it's been one of the outcomes of the findings of our study, is that Musenberg is a really fantastic beach. It's one of the best learn to surf beaches in the world. And our findings from the volunteers, the participants, the family members has actually informed the city of Cape Town in how they are going to build their new ablution and beach facilities, where universal access will be the central theme of the beach. And the ramp will no longer be down the far end of the beach where nobody wants to go. It'll be right in the middle. We can roll out the beach mat every day. We can have the mobility chairs there for anybody who wants to access the beach. So that development is underway at the moment and will be done in 2 years' time. But that said, the financial costs to that infrastructure to make it accessible and universal access, to have one really good beach that is centrally located that participants can come to, is far more valuable for us than to have a few little additions to many beaches across South Africa. So at the moment, our plan is to stick to Musenberg to have the universal access, but we have developed a training program that could make our program replicable at other beaches across the country, across the world, that we could support other organizations to do similar to what we are doing.
Well, beyond local shores, where you're clearly making impact, your work has also been noticed by the United Nations.
Yes, we are, I think, and everything we do, disability or inclusivity, is at the forefront of that. And we're really trying to share that message that we should be living in an inclusive society. So to be conscious and to be considered around what we're doing and to share that message with others is really important for us.
The surfing community is very unique. I mean, you've just explained stoked to me. So can you just, to end off, explain what surfers are like? Because, you know, I know surfers that are nomads. And, you know, they work as in the digital world and they tour around the country looking for the next big wave. And eventually they sort of land somewhere in Portugal where those killer waves are. So what is the magic? What is the attraction? Or is it an addiction to surfing?
Well, I call it my healthy addiction because you are so driven to get this most incredible high or thrill from this feeling of freedom of riding a wave. And in our adapted surfing community, it is exactly that. If you're wheelchair bound for most of your day, to have that feeling of freedom while you're gliding across a wave is just indescribable. I actually would like to invite anybody who would like to try and come and join us and just get that feeling. So from my perspective, as surfers, we plan our lives and our days and our work around the swells and the tide and the wind and the waves, because to get that high every day is just magic. I mean, I went for a surf on a Monday morning and that's how I started my week. So it really is this indescribable feeling.
So apart from that, you're helping these people with physical disabilities. There's actually a mental health advantage as well.
Enormously so. I mean, the physical support or rehabilitation is significant in itself. And we actually have, we're entirely a volunteer-led organization, but our volunteers come from specialized categories as well. So we have a volunteer physiotherapists, biokineticists, occupational therapists. So the participants actually get the support they need where there maybe is a gap in their mental and physical health care in South Africa. But the actual health promotion, the psychological health promotion, it's enormous. And to see the change in people's lives, like right there and then, the shifts, it's really incredible. And actually, what we've done is we've partnered with a private taxi service to unlock the barrier of transport. Simply getting somebody to the beach, they may live a kilometer away and never actually have touched the shore, you know, like the ocean. So we've managed to access or provide access, and not only for the participant, but for family members as well. So it is a day at the beach where you can spend very precious time together with your family. It's a bonding opportunity. And we make sure that we don't focus on it's participation in general. So if we have a young disabled youth, we make sure that we include their siblings as well, who may be able-bodied, to participate, because we don't want a reverse exclusion. We want everybody to be involved.
It sounds like just such an amazing program. Dr. Roxy Davis, thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you for having me.